We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Peace-loving viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 80 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
Now joining us is Chile with the following new edition in Santiago Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. We also have a new cable channel in Alamos Norte, Bogotá, Colombia, Channel 68 on TV Alamos, and a new cable channel in Monte Plata Province, the Dominican Republic, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. Also, please note in Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, on TV Costa Verde, Channel 19 has changed to Channel 37. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Eterna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37, formerly Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde. In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 analog system and Channel 288 digital system on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiaoyi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiaoyi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Sanshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Sri Lanka initiates a program to increase the prosperity of rural women. In health news, American scientists report that yoga improves the mood of practitioners. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 29th, distinguished Pakistani filmmaker, author and scholar, Mr. Khaliq Ibrahim Khaliq is remembered. Born in 1926, he passed away on this day in 2006. Mr. Khaliq pioneered documentary filmmaking in Pakistan. He was the recipient of numerous awards, including a prize at the Cannes Film Festival. Some of his most well-known works are on the architecture and cultural heritage of the country. In 2003, he received the Lifetime Achievement Award from Pakistan's Kara Film Festival. Also an esteemed writer and poet, Mr. Khaliq's books include his memoirs, Destinations Like Dust, and a collection of poems, Dreams of Light. May Mr. Khaliq Ibrahim Khaliq's timeless legacy of acclaimed films and writings continue to enthrall and inspire many.
Fly-in news. Quake claims life and injures others in southern Iran. On Monday, September the 27th, a shallow 6.1 magnitude tremor shook the rural mountainous city of Konaktakte in Fars province, 900 kilometers southwest of the capital, Tehran. The tremors, which could be felt hundreds of kilometers away, caused at least one fatality and injured several others as old buildings and homes in two nearby villages were damaged. Local Red Crescent Deputy Chief Mohammad Reza Afzali said that many people panicked due to the depth and the extended time over which the quake occurred, while Provincial Crisis and Medical Aid Management Center head Mohammad Javed Moradian stated that medical and relief aid personnel had been dispatched to the affected areas. Conveying her heartfelt sympathies, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check to see if assistance is needed and to go if possible to help the afflicted. She also said that financial assistance for urgent needs is available. Our thankfulness for the timely assistance of the regional emergency personnel and also to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her sincere concern as we send our prayers for the Iranian people. May our world soon be freed of such destructive events as humanity's gentler ways help ensure our planetary stability.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
And we have to provide an alternative view that is rooted in
UN meeting on disarmament reaffirms commitment to progress.
Representatives of 65 nations attending a high-level conference on disarmament at UN headquarters in New York, USA, began with discussions about a new treaty to ban production of fissile material, which is used in nuclear weapons. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke of the urgency to advance such a mission.
Since the MDGs were first articulated a decade ago, world military expenditure has risen by 50% to more than $1.5 trillion. Imagine what we could do if we devoted these resources to poverty resolution, reduction, climate change mitigation, food security, global health, and other global development challenges. Disarmament and non-proliferation are essential across the board, not simply for international peace and security.
In seeking ways to maintain momentum on the international disarmament process, some representatives suggested a structural change for the meetings, such as changing a current rule that requires all 65 member states to agree on decisions. Meanwhile, attendees conveyed their wish to allocate military budgets for more constructive purposes, saying that peaceful diplomacy is optimal for international relations.
Our accolades, Your Excellencies, for your commitment to measures that bring international safety and peace. Our best wishes for continued progress as we look forward to a world of harmony and respect among all global citizens.
Palestinian President meets with French Jewish community members. On Sunday, September 26, President Mahmoud Abbas was greeted warmly in Paris, France, for a meeting with 20 well-known and concerned members of the French Jewish community. Among them were journalists Jean-Pierre Elkebach and Ruth L. Krief, as well as professor and philosopher Alain Finkielkraut. The president spoke frankly about the need for the ban on Israeli construction in Palestinian territory to continue so that the Israeli-Palestinian peace process can advance smoothly. Following the meeting, Mr. Finkielkraut stated that he was touched by the Palestinian president's sincerity, saying President Abbas spoke to us about his desire for a negotiated deal, of his willingness to pass from a culture of violence to a culture of peace. Our respectful appreciation, President Abbas, for your efforts to foster further understanding among Palestinians and the global Jewish community. May the day come soon when Israeli and Palestinian brethren coexist in peace for a harmony that extends throughout the Middle East and the world.
Disadvantaged Brazilians uplifted by music toward a better way of life. Offering an alternative to unwholesome lives in less fortunate urban communities known as favelas, non-governmental music-based groups such as Afro Reggae are bringing opportunity and hope to many youths. Afro Reggae coordinator Vitor Onofre explained that the five centers now operating in Rio de Janeiro provide extensive musical training as well as psychological and social services to help youths resolve family and education issues. Observing the Afro Reggae process, Al Jazeera journalist Teresa Bo commented, "These young men are for many an example that if there is a will, creative projects like this can become a way for change. We commend and are grateful for organizations like Afro Reggae for your valued assistance to the youth of Brazil. May the universal power of music continue to encourage and inspire all of humanity toward brighter days."
Norwich, UK welcomes Loving Hut. The newest Loving Hut in the United Kingdom has been opened in Norwich, across from the Royal Norfolk Regimental Museum. The small locale offers ready-to-eat vegan meals freshly prepared every morning and attracts many diners daily, especially those who are on the go. Customers can select a container to fill up with their choice of diverse menu options and then enjoy their wholesome, cruelty-free meals outside in the garden.
We've got seaweed, battered seaweed, spring rolls, lots of vegetables, sweet and sour, curry, loads of amazing things all mixed together.
The vegan Loving Hut International has been encouraged by Supreme Master Ching Hai's vision of providing the public with exquisite yet affordable, healthy and cruelty-free cuisine. This particular branch has earned a Top 100 Excellent Veggie Food Award from votes cast by happy customers on the website veggieheaven.com.
Yeah, it's good.
It needs more exposure, this place. It's really good.
I would cook vegetarian food just because I like the taste. It's really good. It makes me feel good. It's good for me. Yeah, I enjoy it.
The food is exciting and also wholesome. The price range is very attractive. Be veg, go green to save the planet.
Hats off Loving Hut on a successful launch in Norwich, UK, as we thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her caring support of this global franchise. May such easily accessible and wholly delectable plant-based fare lead our world on the fast track to health and harmony for all beings.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Tout le monde sait bien, si on veut rendre notre planète soutenable, il va falloir réduire notre consommation de viande, ça on le sait bien.
My name is Jens Holm, I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green to save the planet.
portable laser beam device may soon replace X-rays for diagnosis. A non-invasive laser device using a technique known as Raman spectroscopy, being developed jointly by research teams from the Netherlands, US and UK, could soon replace X-rays in helping detect early signs of diseases like breast cancer, tooth decay and even high cholesterol.
This technology uses advanced analysis of light to identify the molecular signature of cells and detect the health of the tissue. Besides being painless, Raman spectroscopy is also highly accurate and could bring significant cost savings in verifying conditions that currently require a series of tests to diagnose. With work that has been ongoing since 2001, a team of US scientists at Massachusetts Institute of Technology recently announced that the technique could be more widely available within just a few years.
Many thanks, international scientist teams, for your dedicated efforts in developing this innovative technology. May the earlier, faster, and pain-free detection of disease bring benefit to many lives.
Save our planet. Sea otter fatalities linked to global warming via algal blooms. Following the death of at least 21 threatened sea otters in Monterey area of California, USA, a study led by the California state government found that each tested positive for microcystin, a toxic substance that is found in certain blue-green algae. This is the first time that freshwater microcystin was linked to the death of marine mammals. Microcystin is naturally present in algae found on the surface of freshwater bodies, such as the nearby Klamath River, whose waters pour into the sea. However, increased temperatures along with the presence of substances such as nitrogen and phosphorus from livestock and agricultural runoff causes exponential growth to occur, and the algae forms dense mats known as algal blooms.
With the continually rising temperatures associated with global warming, scientists have noted that the algae has been growing more and more aggressively, with the microcystin toxin is being increasingly viewed as a global health concern. Animals and humans have already been known to perish from ingesting microcystin-containing algae, with sea otter populations on the decline, along with countless other marine animals found perished in recent years. The scientists plan more studies to determine the role of the toxic algae in their diminishing numbers.
California scientists, we are grateful for your efforts to shed light on this dangerous and growing threat to our marine co-inhabitants. May we act now to curb global warming and agricultural runoff to restore the waterways that are vital for all life.
Addressing these dangerous algal blooms during an October 2009 video conference in Germany, Supreme Master Qinghai warned of the major role that the livestock industry plays in setting off such unnatural occurrences while highlighting the most effective solution.
Along with the waste are chemical fertilizers runoff used on crops fed to animals, which have been documented by scientists to cause death zones in the ocean as well as toxic algae outbreak. Those green moss that grow in the water. One such event just occurred in Brittany, France, where a majority of the country's livestock and a third of the dairy farms are located. On the Brittany coast, this waste and chemical runoff coming into the sea causes outbreaks of toxic algae, which emit the lethal, deadly gas hydrogen sulfide. So recently in news, we heard of a horse that died within half a minute of stepping into the algae. And now the health concerns of over 300 people are being investigated for the same reason around that area. But even though our predicament is very grave, we do still have time if we act now. And the solution is still very simple. It's the vegan diet. No animal product.
Save our planet. Forecasting sea level rises of 2 meters by 2100, U.S. coastal geologist Professor Orrin Pilkey advises that governments locate new developments away from coastal areas and that existing structures and communities be moved inland to ensure their safety.
Save our planet. Motivated by accelerating global warming and the urgent need for action, Hungarian-born businessman and philanthropist George Soros donates $1 billion for clean energy technology investments, along with $100 million for environmental policy development.
For his eco-protective leadership and noble generosity, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring George Soros with the Shining World Hero Award.
Warning news. Turkey's Ministry of Agriculture launches an investigation into the discovery that more than 11 tons of salmonella and listeria-tainted meat appears to have been sold for human consumption through a major international fast food chain.
Quacky, the Duchess of Lilydale, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I'm loving my animal-free diet. I have a tip to share for your health. Did you know flexibility is an important part of being in shape? Dr. David Geyer, director of the Medical University of South Carolina Sports Medicine Program in the United States, stated flexibility is the third pillar of fitness, next to cardiovascular conditioning and strength training. It can also help prevent injuries and illnesses such as arthritis. So please remember to stretch those muscles. Thanks again for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching. And now for the weather around the world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association news from Hungary. Hungary celebrates its culture at first annual festive gathering. The three-day Hungarian National Assembly, held at the popular Giskunság National Park, presented the traditions, spiritual values, folk dances and clothing of the nation. An estimated 180,000 to 200,000 visitors participated, with over 3,300 performers, volunteers, arts and craft vendors, and more. Our association members also took part in the gathering and shared over 700 complimentary hot vegan meals and cakes. These cruelty-free delicacies were distributed among the performers, organisers, firemen and policemen. SOS information about saving our planet through the low-emissions plant-based diet was also included. The food organisers of the assembly sent a note of special thanks to our association members, mentioning the positive feedback given about the vegan food. What a wonderful event! May we have many more such joyful festivals of life on a long-lasting and calm planet.
In good governance news, Sri Lanka initiates a program to increase the prosperity of rural women. The Child Development and Women's Affairs Ministry has provided a number of families in the North Central Province pottery equipment to make earthenware products. Their finished ware will be bought by the ministry, who will distribute it to 800 families in parts of the province. Similar projects are being planned for other areas. Our appreciation, Child Development and Women's Affairs Ministry, for your help in building a thriving future for Sri Lankan women. May all be graced with sustaining and fulfilling livelihoods. Up next on Noteworthy News, practitioners of yoga report enhanced feelings of well-being. We'll go water the flowers, be right back. More satisfying news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, brightening news for a brilliant world. In health news, American scientists report that yoga improves the mood of practitioners. In a 12-week study, researchers from Boston University School of Medicine monitored two groups. Half of the individuals walked for 3 hours a week as exercise, and the other participants did yoga for that time. It was found that those who took part in yoga reported enhanced feelings of well-being compared to the walkers. This was attributed to the higher levels of the amino acid GABA, which is related to calmness measured in the yoga practitioners. These results were ascertained by brain scans taken before and after the study. Many thanks Boston University School of Medicine scientists for highlighting one of the benefits of this ancient form of body-mind exercise. May we all adapt ways of being which lead to happier and more vibrant lives.
Please join us for an original joke written by Supreme Master Ching Hai, told in Afrikaans. It is entitled Breatharian.
Lugeter. Nee, dankie. Ek is 'n lugeter. Ek eet nie en drink nie. Entoesias. Ag, ek ook. Ek eet ook nie en drink ook nie. Lugeter. O, goed vir jou. Sedert wanneer? Entoesias. Wel, na die groot middagete is ek propvol tot aandete.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Thank you all members of Supreme Master TV around the world. Of course, thanks for Supreme Master's blessing and love. And to all viewers, have a good veg day. Zul from Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia.
Warm-hearted Zul, your kind greetings are much appreciated. May heaven's light shine upon you and the spiritual people of Mongolia.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May your every moment be graced with goodness and generosity of spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In an effort to ease travel between their countries, the Iraqi government announces plans to waive entry visa fees for Iranian visitors.
Mexico's government supplies 12 tons of food and water for flood-affected victims of Hurricane Carl in Veracruz, which is delivered by members of the nation's army.
U.S. President Barack Obama and leaders of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, agree to deepen relations and current partnerships on issues such as climate change, economy, and the non-proliferation of weapons.
Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak and Italian President Silvio Berlusconi call for the continuation of Palestinian-Israeli peace efforts.
Kagendra Thapa, who will soon earn the title of the world's shortest man when he turns 18, and Miss Nepal, Sadika Shrestha, have been nominated by the Nepal Tourism Board as goodwill ambassadors for the country.
Speaking on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly meeting, Morocco's Foreign Minister Tayeb Fassi-Firi reiterates his country's foreign policy commitment to increasing cooperation with developing countries, especially other African nations.
In gratitude to the Salvation Army's provision of housing and other support during their time of need, Shomari and Stephanie Tillman, now CEOs of the company Ikros.com, are donating $25,000 to assist the charity in building a new homeless shelter.
A robot created by Japanese scientists can help people with mild dementia by verbally reminding about appointments and times to take medicine.
Concerned about the health of her community, Miss Linda Fondren in Mississippi, USA, organized walks for more than 100 individuals, as well as offering free weekly access to her gym, with participants already shedding a total of £15,000.
The week-long 22nd European Film Festival opens in Amman, Jordan, under the patronage of Her Royal Highness Princess Rim Ali, featuring films from 16 European countries that touch upon contemporary human and societal themes.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.